So now we get to put you in that identity of I am unstoppable. I'm never going to quit because I'm always going to win.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
I'm so happy to be here with you all, and I'm really excited for this training and this conversation. I am of the belief that as a mom, you get to have it all. No longer do you have to choose between time with your kids or having a career. No longer do you have to choose between being a mom or being a woman who has her own dang thing. You get to have it all, and I have found that inside of the virtual assistant industry, this is the keys to it all. I was a mom who had been home with my kids for over 5 years and was dang tired of feeling like I had to double check prices at the grocery store or wince when I filled my car up with gas. And I felt this pressure of having to figure it out. And, you know, do I need to go back to a 9-to-5 to help support my family financially? Do I have to give up being a stay-at-home mom? And I really didn't want to do that. And I decided to get scrappy. I decided to get resourceful. I looked all over the depths of the internet, high and low, to try and find something that I could do from home while still being a mom, but bringing in really good, consistent income. And I found it in the virtual assistant industry. When I found the virtual assistant industry, I could not unsee it. It was like, is this real? Like, I get to use the skills that I already have, the experience that I already have, even if it's been years. I hadn't worked in an office in years. So I found the industry and in 3 days had booked a 2K a month client. And in a full month, I'd booked four clients. In my first 30 days, I booked four clients. In my first full month as a VA, I hit 5K months. And I was like, what? Like, this is the world's best kept secret. I cannot keep my mouth shut. I need to tell everyone about this. And as I started sharing my story, everyone's like, what did you do? And how did you do that? And that's how my program, Mom to VA, came to be, because I wanted to give other moms the keys to this incredible lifestyle and career choice where you don't have to give up time with your kids. You don't have to be chained to a desk or a cubicle for 8-9 hours a day. So that's why we're here today. And I'm so excited. If you are just new to the group, or, you know, exploring the VA industry, thinking about if you want to launch, or if you have a VA business and you're ready to take it to the moon, you're ready to scale, you are in the right place. I'm so happy that you're here. And I'm really excited for today's conversation because I want you to reflect on this. Think about you. I'm sure you've seen this in your life, your business, your experience too. If two people have the same exact business strategy, the same exact steps, process to follow, access to the same resources, and you see one person that's, you know, on step 15 and has already done all these things, and they're on this rocket ship on their way to the moon, and then the other person is looking on going, what in the world is happening? How did they do this? Who are they? This is the conversation that we're having today. And I want to pass on some really simple keys and codes that will break this down into a really simple concept that you can take and apply today in your life and business so that you never, ever have to be the one that's just looking on going, how are they doing that? You get to be the one on the rocket ship going to the moon. That's what I want for you here right now today. So this is very applicable too into my own life and business journey. When I first became a stay-at-home mom, I jumped into the direct sales industry and I loved it. It was great. Got to travel, meet friends, speak on stage, like all that good stuff. But even hitting the top of the company, the commissions were our monthly grocery bill as a family of five. And That was not the vibe. And my husband said something to me. He's like, "Hey, all of that time and energy that you're putting into someone else's business, what if you did that for your own?" And I was like, "Whoa, that's a really cool idea. But what do I do? I have no idea. I don't know how to launch a business. I don't know like how to help people, any of that." And one of the first things I did was hire a business mentor to learn the things that I did not yet know, which was pivotal. But it still took me time to, find my way. And I followed the steps, did the step-by-step strategy. But I felt like I was throwing spaghetti at the wall, all of that, because I didn't yet like have this clear vision. And so it took me 6 months before I found the VA industry, 6 months of showing up, trying things. In those 6 months, I'd earned $132 total. Like, okay, like gotta figure something out. And that's part of why when I found the VA industry, there was this drive and fire and hunger of like, let's freaking go. Like, there's no plan B. I am all in. But in those 6 months before I found the VA industry, I was following the step-by-step strategy. I was doing all the things. I was taking action, but it was not necessarily going anywhere. Now, I will add, because I'm sure a lot of you too have invested in your skill set. You're doing the things and you have not yet seen, you're like, "I'm ready for it to blow up. Like, let's just go, okay? Like, blow this ish up." And maybe you're at that point where you feel this fire, like burning drive and desire, like, let's freaking go to the moon. Know that all of your time, energy, and financial investments, they do compound. And you will look back, even if you're at the place now where you're like, "I'm ready to go to the moon, like strap in the rocket ship, like let's go." You will look back at once your business explodes and you'll be like, "Oh yeah, it was all worth it. Like every single thing that I learned when it looked like it wasn't working, it actually was." And I can see that now in hindsight. So I want to assure you, if you are in this phase, like it will all make sense down the road. And one of the things that really helped me too was I would repeat to myself over and over and over again, "I only fail if I quit. I only fail if I quit. I only fail if I quit." And so let that be your mantra too, if you're in this like go, ready to ignite phase. But I was following the strategy. I was doing the things. And it was not yet, I had not yet gotten on the rocket ship. And it wasn't until what I'm about to share with you here today, until I unlocked and understood this in my life and my business, that my business actually blew up. So this is super important. This is pivotal. And this conversation is actually inspired by a question inside of MomXVA, my Facebook group. There was a question by the amazing and beautiful Tiffany, and she said, "How do you navigate mind blocks, mindset?" And it got me thinking, and I was like, wow, I actually have a lot to say on this topic, and I need to share it because it's a really important conversation. And it's not a problem, but like part of the conversation is that if we feel stuck on mindset, that's why we feel stuck on it, because it's actually not about the mindset and it's not about the strategy. Mindset and strategy are incredibly important. Absolutely. Like you have to have the foundations and the business strategy. But if you don't have this piece first that we're about to talk about, the strategy and the mindset fall flat. You ready? Are you guys ready? Let's dive in. So, what it is that's more important than mindset and strategy. The mindset and strategy, don't get me wrong, are incredibly important. But this piece first, if you do not have this, the mindset and the strategy will not work. And what this piece is how you see yourself. It is your identity. If you do not believe yourself to be a successful, resourceful, accomplished person, the mindset and the strategy will not work. You first have to see yourself as this person. I'm sure you've heard a million times, like, be her first. It's not about how, it's about who. And it's, maybe this overused like catchphrase or, buzzwords, but there's truth to it. And it wasn't until I understood this, and more importantly, understood how to use it, that I was able to ignite my business and hop on that rocket ship, and I've never looked back. So let's talk about it. First, I want you to understand what is the difference between mindset and identity. So, mindset is our attitudes, it's how we approach challenges, opportunities, but it does not define our self-perception. And the deal with mindset is that it's easily influenced by circumstantial situations, things outside of us. So, you know, say the car breaks down and you got to get the kids to school and suddenly it feels like a really crappy day. It's influenced by external circumstances and situations. But when you have the identity, you are less impacted by the circumstantial situations and circumstances. So your identity is who you believe yourself to be. Deep-seated convictions that guide your actions, your beliefs, your behaviors, your habits, your choices, who you freaking are. And I know because you are here today, you are unstoppable. You have drive, you have fire, you are ready to go, you are ready to build the life and business of your dreams. So now we get to put you in that identity of I am unstoppable. I'm never going to quit because I'm always going to win. One of my favorite things to play with too is the law of assumption, which is where when you have the expectation that it always works out in your favor, that it's inevitable. It is inevitable because you show up in that energy. No, you're never going to fail. Here's another really fun kind of way to think of this is it's really helpful to know where you're going, what you want to do. We're going to use the context of a virtual assistant business here. You want to build a 5K a month VA business. That is your end destination. You have, you know, Google Maps on your phone and you're plugging in 5K VA business. And then you're going to get the step-by-step. What is the direction and the pathway to take if I want to get there? And you know that if you follow this direction and this pathway, you will inevitably get there. It's the same. You hold up your phone. You're in Texas. You want to go to California. So you plug in the address to California. And you know that if you follow the pathway and the direction, you will eventually get there. And it's the same of like, you know, 2 minutes in your drive on the way to California from Texas. You're not like, well, I'm not in California yet, so I'm just going to turn around. You do that, you're never going to get to California. And it is the same way with knowing where you want to go in your life and your business and knowing that you will eventually get there. We get to drop the timeline and drop the pressure around that because you know you're going to get there. So let's talk about how you can get there using who you believe yourself to be. Because to change the outcomes in your business and life, it simply comes down to changing your identity. When you identify as a successful VA, this belief, behaviors, actions, habits drive you to adopt the necessary daily actions and practices that are consistent with that identity. So right now, this very second, from here on out, you are a fully booked VA. I don't care if you haven't launched yet. I don't care if you have one client. I don't care if you have five clients. I don't care if you have 10K months and you want to get to 100K months, just as an example. You are a fully booked VA. Right now, right here. Today, I'm claiming it for you, and I want you to claim it for yourself and to see you as a fully booked VA. I want to give you 4 action steps. If you have pen and paper, write it down. 4 action steps that will help you shift this identity and belief in yourself, and then start showing up as that person, as the fully booked VA. Today, right here, right now. Are you ready? You ready? Let's do it. All right. So step number one to shift your identity into a fully booked VA is first to reflect on how you currently see yourself. And remember, there's no judgment. This is a gentle observation. You're holding space for any feelings, emotions that come up. We just want to take an inventory, soft landing, like what's coming up right now. Even when you hear the words fully booked VA, does this trigger something in your body? Is it excitement? Is it fear? Maybe you're wondering, that's great, but how do I do it? Just hold space for whatever comes up I want you to write it down. How do you currently see yourself? How do you feel about yourself? The very interesting thing that I've found about identity is that often we write our story, or not often, we do. We write our story before it's written based on our identity. So as an example, in the VA industry, if you decide you can't get a job, so you don't apply for it, you have written the story that you won't get the job, and you won't if you don't apply for it. So when you can change the story in your mind and your identity, it changes the actual outcomes in your world. The other really cool part about identity is that it's completely plastic, like plasticity. We can literally rewire our neurological pathways in our brain and our subconscious mind, which is also called the autonomic nervous system, by changing our beliefs and our thoughts. It's wild. It's like all manifestation and the law of attraction can be backed up by science, which I think is so cool because it's like, make it make sense. It does. It's so cool. I could do a whole nother training on that. But okay, so step one, know that you can completely shift not just your identity, but the neurological pathways in your brain by choosing to align with a truth about yourself, who you see yourself as, that is in alignment with where you want to go, not where you currently are, but where you want to go. So, number one, you've reflected on how you currently see yourself, how you currently feel about yourself. You've written it down, you're holding space, there's no judgment, no shame, just gentle awareness, gentle observation. Step two, envision your ideal VA identity. In this, I want you to just like close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, and see yourself in the life of your fully booked VA self. What are you doing? Who are you working with? What are you surrounded by? When you open your phone and you open your banking app, what do you see? You can't get this wrong. Like, I want you to just have fun, play with it. Like, what is the best possible scenario? And then 10x it. 10x it. What could it be? I've found in my own life and business that the bigger I dream, everything along the way is a byproduct. So even when I was making $60 a month, every single day I would write down, thank you for my 20K months. Thank you for my 20K months. Pre-assuming that it had already happened in my mind. Like, I'm starting to rewire those neurological pathways based on an identity. So for you, doesn't matter where you're at now. Who, like, say, who cares? That might not be the right words, but like, you get to create the future that you want. Just got to align with it. Envision it. It starts here. It's the same as like the house that you're sitting in right now. That's a physical, tangible, structural, rock solid thing. It started in someone's mind. Someone, before they even drew the blueprint, they had to envision it and feel into it. What did they want to create? And then they started writing it down. Then they built the foundation. They started putting up the structure, the roofing, the container to hold it. Then you got to have fun and decorate it. This gets to be your life and business too. It starts here with you imagining, like, what do you want to create? Feeling into how it would feel, pulling those five senses in. Like, what would it look like? What would it sound like? What would it smell like? Touch, taste, like all the things. As real as you can make it, imagination is the secret sauce to activating your new identity. Have fun with it. Like, be the 13-year-old girl again who pulls out their journal and is like, oh, Jimmy just looked at me and like, now I'm Mrs. Jimmy and this is going to be our wedding and I'm going to wear a white frilly dress. Like, have fun with that for your future state, your future self, your future identity. Have so much fun. The more fun and play and simplicity that you can bring, lightheartedness into building your dream life and business, it releases the resistance because you can't F it up. You can't get it wrong. Okay. So once you have gotten clarity on who are you as a fully booked VA, what does your life look like? What are you wearing, saying, doing? Who are you surrounded by? Once you have that, this is the address that you get to plug into your map. Now you know where you're going. And if you stay on that path, you can't not get there. So you don't even have to worry about when or worry about how, because you are this person. And every single day you're taking little, like cute, amazing, just little action steps that compound over time. Okay, so step number three. Now you've reflected on how you currently feel about yourself. You've felt into who is this ideal, like VA? What does she look like, say, do, think, all the things. Now we're breaking down, what are some habits that she has? What does she do every day? Does she put herself out there so that people know she exists? Does she create content? Does she do inner wealth practices to, you know, calibrate to her highest identity? What does she do? So I want you to reflect on this. Small action steps that you can do daily that your fully booked VA self already does. This will help you embody your new identity. So that's step number three, is adopting new habits that are in alignment with your highest identity and highest self. Now, something that's helpful here too, if you're like, well, I don't even know, like, what would that be? You can use other people who are already there as expanders. I love to do this in my business and life. And I did that, you know, when I was at ground zero, and I still do it. People who are where I want to be, I use them for inspiration and I study them. What do they do? How do they show up? What's the feeling I get in their energy? And then start pulling some of that inspiration into your life. Like, what are little things that you can do that are inspired by what you see people who are where you want to go do? Step number four, surround yourself with success. I cannot say enough how important this is. You want to build a network of positive influence. I think a lot of you have heard my story. When I was business building, which is so funny too, because my dear, sweet, amazing husband, who's in corporate America, he was the one who had said, like, why don't you build your own business? He is also the one who, when I had told him, I'm like, guess what? Like, you know, when I'm making $60 a month, I was like, guess what? I'm going to build a 30K a month business. And he, like, in like, not a kind way, it's just his instinctive reaction. And on a note on this too, if your loved ones are not supportive or, you know, don't believe in your dreams, it's not because they don't think you can do it. It's because they love you and they want to protect the equilibrium of your family. And we'll talk more on this too. But so he laughed. He was just like total, like my excitement just melted in a puddle at my feet. He's like, that is just going to set you up to fail. Like, quit dreaming so big, do something that's realistic. And I was like, okay. It was an important lesson for me though, because I could have chosen to believe, like adopt his beliefs that, yeah, that's harmful and toxic and, you know, whatever, like it's just going to set me up to fail. But I also knew, I was like, I see women doing this. I know I can do it too. I'm so grateful that they have shared their stories and their wins and their successes, because that shows me what's possible. And it has ignited this desire and demand in my heart. Like, I want to do that too. And so I chose to align with what I felt in my heart. And I also protected what I was building and did not share it with people who did not get it. But the beautiful part about this is that there's so many people who get it. You are here in my world, and everyone in my world, we're all in alignment. Like, we get to build our dream lives, our dream businesses. Literally anything is possible. And I will say, it's like this, what's the right word? I was gonna say it's like a bug or a virus. It's not, but it's like this thing you catch where once you realize that anything is possible, you're like, anything is possible. Like, I might as well dream bigger then. Like, I thought I wanted to have 30K months, but maybe I want to have 100K months. And then you're like, but wait, I could have 330K months. Like, you know, all the things. So it gets to be this fun game that you play where you're like, whoa, anything is possible. And if anything was possible, like, what would I want to do? Like, just expand the realm of possibility. So that is so important, is getting in the spaces with people who are in alignment with where you want to go, who believe in your dreams. And I'm sure a lot of you have found and felt this too. When we grew up, I'll be 37 in July. When I grew up, the internet was not what it is now. And the opportunities that exist now that we can do from home did not exist when I was a child. And even growing up in college, I studied communication and marketing and public relations in college. And I remember my very last semester of college was when they started incorporating social media into what they taught for marketing and public relations. So even in college, it did not exist. That world was new. I think Facebook launched my freshman year of college, which maybe I'm dating myself, but so the way that we grew up and what we were taught, and a note on, subconscious minds and our identity and belief from the ages of 0 to 12 are when our neurological pathways are wired. And so the interesting part of that is at those ages, we cannot discern our own truth from that of our parents, the society, the education system. And so a lot of our neurological pathways, even now as adults, were formed from the ages of 0 to 12. And we adopted other people's truth. And so that is why when, if you ever have had an extreme reaction, you're telling someone like, I'm gonna build this business and I'm gonna take it to the moon and anything is possible. And they're just like looking at you like, what kind of crack are you smoking? Like, who are you? No, that's not the way the world works. It's because to them, like, and like all, like most of us, we grew up in this world where it's like, you go to college, you get a job, you get raises and promotions, and that's how you're successful and worthy. And so what we're doing goes very much against the paradigm of society, which I would say now that's really shifting, but there's still a lot of people who just, don't really get it, and that's absolutely okay. So it's your job to protect your magic and belief. Fun saying, like, don't touch the baby with dirty hands, right? Your vision, your dreams are your baby, and you got to protect that and hold that tight. Share it with people who get it. And if they don't get it, that's fine. That's a reflection of their beliefs and convictions, not yours. And it doesn't have to mean anything about where you want to go and who you are. You get to choose your truth. And one of the great, amazing questions to ask yourself if you ever do have, something comes up where you realize you're like, oh, this is a limiting belief. This is imposter syndrome, which by the way, is totally normal. Doesn't matter where you're at in life and business, just it happens. But having the awareness where you're like, oh, like this is a limiting belief that I'm feeling. And you can ask yourself two questions. One, is this their story or my story? Could it be something that you picked up from childhood, your parents, your partner? And then, a lot of times you'll have that awareness of like, no, like this is not my story. The next question to ask yourself is, what do I want my story to be? Or what do I want my truth to be? And you get to choose. And I call this the daily reframe practice. And this is what I teach in my program, Million Dollar Mom. Like the very first thing we do is having this awareness of our desires and like rewriting our truths and our stories. Just know that when you have these thoughts that come up that are so human, we all do. Having the awareness to realize, like, do I want this to be my truth? Is this someone else's truth? And then rewrite it. Like, actually, physically write it. Like, write it down, cross it out, and then write down what you choose your truth, your identity, and your beliefs to be. And over time, through, the four steps that we talked about, like step number three is you adopt those new habits and beliefs. Over time, you are rewiring your neurological pathways. And what happens there is you're taking the conscious unconscious. You think about when you learned how to drive a car, and at first it was this very conscious practice. You're, driving, looking down the road. You're like, oh, okay, I want to turn right. So I got to flick the blinker. And then, okay, I need to turn my head this way, check behind me, like do all the things, like very step by step, methodical. And now when you drive a car, you don't even think about it. It's all intuitive and instinctive. And this is the same practice that happens. You're taking the conscious unconscious as you choose to rewrite, rewire, and move in a new identity. Over time, it becomes unconscious, subconscious. Like you don't even realize you're just showing up. You look back 6 months ago, you're like, whoa, like that was a totally different person. Like, who am I today? Who am I going to be in 6 months? It's so fun. So there we have it. There we have it. It's not your mindset that's holding you back. If the strategy isn't working, it's not about finding a different strategy. It's about who you believe yourself to be. And when you believe yourself to be and you align with your highest self, what do you want? Your success is inevitable because if you stay on that route, you show up as that person. it's going to happen. The law of assumption is a beautiful thing. And know that if you do have doubts or fears or limiting beliefs, that is so human and that is so normal, but it doesn't have to mean that it defines you. You get to choose your truth. Literally, anytime you have that thought, write it down, scratch the F out of it, like cross it out on your notepad, and then write down what you choose your truth to be. And over time, this too becomes an unconscious process because you'll have a thought in your mind and be like, nope, that's not my truth. Psh, get out of there. I choose this. So I love you so much. I hope this was helpful. I want to hear who you are today, right now. Who do you claim is your identity? And have fun showing up as her, adopting her habits, her daily practices. This was so fun. I loved this. And if you are ready, you're like, okay, I am the fully booked VA. I am the mompreneur on fire. I have a massive business. You're like, I'm ready to get there. I want to fast track my success. Let's freaking go. I'm here for you. I have a couple different programs depending on your goals. So if you want to launch and book out your VA business, Mom to VA is absolutely where it's at. It is my step-by-step roadmap framework. You get a one-to-one coach. We have multiple coaching calls a week, template scripts, job board. You get added to my VA agency roster for life. I get to pair you with clients, all the things. It's amazing. So if you're in kind of that starting phase and you're like, I'm ready to ignite, like, let's get on the rocket ship, buckle up, we're going to the moon, Mom to VA is for you. I also have a mastermind called Audacious, and this is for the woman who has an existing business and is now ready to scale, which is so fun. They're all fun. But if you're like, okay, I have a business and now I want to get to multi five-figure months, the benchmark in Audacious, which I would say too, if you're just wildly audacious and ambitious and you're ready to do the action, Audacious could be for you, even if you don't have an existing business. But it's, I move fast and we generally move fast. So if you're ready to fly, like hop on in, let's go. The benchmark for Audacious, what we're scaling to, which I'm helping you scale to, is 50K months. So that's Audacious. If you want to just kind of play and test out, like see how it feels in my world. And like this conversation today, like lit a fire in your soul. And you're like, yes, I am the fully booked VA. I'm the successful business owner. I have a monthly membership. It's just $55 a month. And this is where we really calibrate you into that identity. It's called Seven Figure Society. So we are calibrating you into your seven figure self. And it's so fun. We have weekly wealth workshops. I walk you through my prosperity pathway, which is my step-by-step of how I essentially rewired my identity, shifted how I see myself and how I view the world, and built the business that I have now and the life that I have now. So that's a really fun place to start if you're like, let me just test the waters, check it out. But if you're ready to launch and book out your VA business, Mom to VA is for you. If you are ready to scale high cash months, like go all freaking in, Audacious is for you. If you want to deepen the work of what we talked about today, about seeing yourself and moving in your highest self, Seven Figure Society is for you. So send me a message if you have any questions about any of those. This has been so much fun. I loved our time together and I can't wait to see you next week. Bye everybody.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Bree Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.